Welcome to Gina's Table. I am so glad that you are with us today. Now, I hope that you have your favorite drink. I hope that you are ready to talk about something that I think is really, really important. But before we dive in to this week's discussion, I just want to say a great big thank you to all of you who continue to listen, subscribe, share, like, all of those things wherever you listen to podcasts. I am really excited about some of the things that are coming up. As I said in my last episode, that you can be live at Gina's Table. Starting next month, I am going to be offering a couple of dates where you can actually come to dinner at my table. This will be a first come, first serve basis. There's a limited number of spots available, but it will be a time where we can really talk about what Gina's Table is, how I hope that you can find your own table, create tables and spaces. And then I also am going to do some Zoom tables, which means you set the table, have a computer, invite some friends, and I will Zoom in to your table and do the exact same thing as I would do live. The other thing that I'm working on is a few dates where I will come to you, where we will get together at tables in different locations, not just in Kansas City, but wherever you are. And so if you would like to bring me to your table in your town, your city, then let me know. Make sure that you sign up for the Resi list. The Resi list is my email list. And while we have had some technical issues over the last couple of weeks, we think we have gotten those ironed out, and my first Resi list should go out very soon. So I, again, just want to say thank you. Glad you're here. And if any of those things sound of interest to you, make sure that you send your email in so that you can be on the Resi list and have opportunities to be around the table together. Super excited. So make sure you do that. Today, I want to talk about just a couple of things that I think are really, really important. My favorite podcast is New Heights. If you're not familiar with New Heights, it's the Kelce brothers. I love football, and I have so enjoyed listening to their podcast, mainly because I think they're really real, maybe to a fault, I don't know. They talk about their families, and at any given moment, you can hear Jason Kelce's kids like screaming in the background and playing and all sorts of things, and I just love that. To be fair, I started listening to New Heights before T Swift. So I am a diehard Chiefs fan. And so this was just a way to connect with the Chiefs and actually learn a little bit more about football, which I have done, which has been really fun. Again, I am a huge New Heights, a 92%er. And if you know, you know. So when I think about their podcast and this little podcast called Gina's Table, I want some of the same things. I want there to be common threads. I want there to be family. I want there to be thoughts on the world around us. Of course, for them, it's mainly sports. I want it to be real. I want it to be tears and laughter and anger and life stories, right? Because if you've listened to their podcast or others like it, you know that they touch on all of those things. If you listen to the week that Jason Kelce announced his retirement and talked about that and his last game of the season and their Super Bowl win, you know, all of those things. It's just, it's real life. It's right where they are. And I love that they do that. And I hope that this is a safe place for us to do that as well. There'll probably be a few less F words in mine than in theirs, but if you know, you know, right? So when I think about that and when I was thinking about today's episode, I have been battling a cough. I started a new job last week and this week really haven't gone as planned. While I'm filming this week, Jason's working in his office right next door. You might hear him on a call. You might hear him coughing because he's been coughing now for over a month. You have Kaylin who's been decorating cookies and filling cookie orders and all of that stuff is behind me. And we stayed up late last night packaging cookies. And so the world is whizzing by outside my window. Everything's kind of a whirlwind. There's real life happening here. And more than likely, there's real life happening where you are too. And so I just want us to think about our real lives and how we come to the table. As long as I can remember as a public communicator, I have asked the question, what could I possibly say to you today that would make a difference in your life? What is it that you need to hear? Should you hear or want to hear? And every week for lots and lots of years, I would lay out sermons and prepare them and pray and hope that somehow it would make a difference in your life. And podcasting is a little bit like that. I think about it each week and what would make a difference in your life, or what questions that you're asking, and maybe you yourself want answers, or you know someone who's asking that question and you just wish someone would speak into it, or if you just knew someone else was going through that. So this week I'm simply going to start a conversation, and we are actually going to talk about it over the next couple of weeks because it's a lot to cover. And I think it's a pretty great question for us to ask. And the question that I want you to ask today is, what labels do you wear that you have allowed to define you? If you made a list, what would it be? So here are a few of the labels that I know that I wear that have defined me in some way, shape, or form. Wife, mom, Gigi, daughter, sister, aunt, friend, cousin, reverend, pastor, white, privileged, overweight, woman, ugly, brat, kind, compassionate, mean, bitch, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, independent, rich, poor, privileged. Did I say that one already? There's lots of labels that have been placed on me, depending on the circle, depending on the group, right? And so, is your list like these? You see, we all come to the table where we sit with the labels that we wear. And depending on the table depends on how we present ourselves based on that label, right? So I want us to be able to strip off the labels and come to the table as we're meant to be, with only one label. And that is a beautiful child of the King. That is a beautiful daughter or son of God. While some of these labels are jobs or things that we do or names that we have, they do not have to be the only defining thing about us. As a wife and mom and pastor, those were labels that consumed my whole adult life, literally consumed it. And as those roles have shifted in how they play out now in my everyday life, I have had to define Gina in different ways. I'm defining who Gina is outside of the labels that I have worn. Let me say that again. I am defining who Gina is outside of the labels that I've worn. And that's not an easy process. Actually, it's one I'm still working on. So over the next few weeks, as we really talk about labels and who we are, I think it's important that we understand this about ourselves. After my last podcast, someone mentioned to me that some people don't like tables anymore. And I thought about that because they had been excluded from so many, that once they could be there and now they can't. And this is a very, very real thing. It's a very real, painful reminder of how tables can be exclusive by the labels that have been put on us or the labels that we wear. And so oftentimes we wear labels, and our labels must match who we're sitting at the table with. And when they don't, we can be asked to leave or aren't asked to return. And I know this all too well. And some of you do too. When I think about that, and the pain and the questions and the doubt and the fear and all the different things that go with that type of scenario, where we become tables of just simply people that look, act, and think like ourselves. And when we screw up in any way, shape, or form, right, we're asked to leave the table. Or if we change our mind about how a label should be, or we think maybe there's deeper conversation around something. And so tables no longer feel like a safe place to us. And see, I want to create tables where anyone can come and find out that there is a place for them, regardless of their baggage that they bring and the labels that they wear, so that we can find a safe place to be in community with others. Because at the heart of this is a desire for us to have people that we can talk to, that we can do life with, that we can be real with. Labels, no labels, broken, fixed, together, not so together, depressed, happy, anxious, chill as can be, right? So how do we create these tables? But in all honesty, if we want to create these tables and be able to have these kind of conversations, we have to learn who we are first. So that's really where we're starting, is who are we? Who are you? Who do I bring with me to the table? How can I be authentically me and also allow you to be authentically you? So today, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take out a piece of paper, or maybe you're driving, or maybe you're like, a piece of paper, who writes on paper? Take out your phone or begin to make a mental list. And when you have some quiet time, I want you to begin the process of writing down the labels that you wear. And as you make this list, I want you to begin to think about who gave you that label. Who spoke that over you? Where does it come from? Does it fit you? Maybe it's one you've carried for a really long time, but does it really belong? When we start defining where the labels came from, like some of them are easy, right? I'm a wife because I said I do on March 18th, and therefore I picked up the label, the title of wife. I'm a mom because I gave birth to a child and that became my title. But on and on and on we could go of the labels that we wear. Who told you were ugly? Who told you were fat? Who told you were a bitch? Who told you were a brat? Who told you fill in the blank, right? Who told you were too much, or you were too loud, or you take up too much space, da 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 da. Those labels that we wear, who told you that? How long have you been wearing it? Does it fit you? Does it really belong in defining you? These are tough questions, and they're not just one you can just make a list and write, oh, yep, that goes, that doesn't, and then we rip up the piece of paper and we're done with the label, right? It takes a little bit of work to do that. So as you process this, as you begin this list, let's just begin to pray that we will begin to see ourselves as the Lord sees us. And even as I say that, I know that there are people who are listening going, whoa, the Lord? What on earth are you talking about? What do you mean, the Lord? How does that play into this? And others might be saying, the Lord as in God, yeah, he's angry, and I'm just a sinner, always, always a sinner, in need of his grace. There's nothing I can do that will ever be good enough. And while others of you hear that and you go, oh no, I know the Lord sees me as his son or his daughter. And others of you may go, I really have no idea. I don't even know how that conversation plays in to my labels and who I am and how I work. And you may have preconceived ideas of who God is. And most of the time when we have preconceived ideas of who God is, it's because some church told us that. And so we want to be clear on who that is and how that plays out. So no matter where you are in the thought process of God and how this plays into your labels, it's okay. Because as we unwrap our labels, in order for us to come to the table as we truly are, my hope and my prayer is that you begin, that we begin to have a very clear picture of who we are and how God sees us. And I hope you'll come on this journey with me. Here's the thing. There's a lot of things that we can label ourselves. Some of those labels we have carried since our very earliest memory in childhood. Others we have picked up along the way. And as we go into this deeply in the next 2 to 3 weeks at Gina's table, I want you to be honest with where you are and what the labels are in your own life. Today, I'm going to leave you with a scripture that I have recited and spoke over people literally hundreds, maybe even thousands of times. And my prayer is that you receive it and that it helps you evaluate where you are. And it's simply this: may the God of all hope fill you with joy and peace as you learn to trust Him, so that you can overflow with hope. You see, I believe that we are a hopeful people, the way that God created us, and that He wants us to wear different labels than the ones that we currently slap on ourselves. And so thank you for coming today to Gina's table. I can't wait for next week for us to go a little deeper into what labels that we wear.